Alright folks, welcome back to the Start Mind Gym, your daily dose of mental fitness, brought to you by yours truly, Dalen Brooks. Ever feel like life's just a blur? You're rushing from one thing to the next, checking things off your list, but you can't remember what it felt like to actually be present. Well, today we're tackling something super important, cultivating mindfulness and presence in our everyday lives. Because let's be real, a little mental zen goes a long way, especially in this crazy world we live in. Now, I know what you're thinking, mindfulness isn't that all incense sticks and meditation retreats, hold up. Mindfulness doesn't have to be some mystical practice reserved for yogis on mountaintops. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and really savoring the little things. Think of it as training your mind to be more aware, like a super-powered version of paying attention. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate mindfulness and presence in your daily grind. First off, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with tiny moments of awareness. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin as you walk outside. Listen to the sounds around you, the birds chirping, the wind rustling leaves. Really taste that delicious cup of coffee you just brewed. These little pockets of presence can add up to a big difference over time. Second, practice deep breathing. This isn't just some cliche wellness tip. It's scientifically proven to calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Take a few slow, deep breaths throughout the day, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Feel your chest rise and fall with each breath. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind. Third, be mindful of your thoughts. We all have those wandering minds that get caught up in worries or anxieties. When you notice your mind drifting, gently acknowledge the thought without judgment and redirect your focus back to the present moment. You're not trying to erase your thoughts, you're just becoming more aware of them and choosing where to place your attention. Next, engage your senses. The world is full of sensory experiences waiting to be noticed. Take a walk in nature and pay attention to the sights, sounds, smells, and textures around you. Listen to your favorite music and really feel the rhythm and melodies. Savoring these sensory details can ground you in the present moment and make life more enjoyable. Finally, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about being perfect or achieving some state of enlightenment. It's about showing up for yourself with compassion and understanding. You're going to have moments where your mind wanders, and that's perfectly okay. Just gently redirect your attention back to the present moment and keep practicing. So, imagine this. You're walking down the street, head down, phone in hand, rushing to get somewhere. Sounds familiar, right? But what if, instead, you took a few deep breaths, looked up at the sky, and notice the vibrant colors of the trees around you? You might even smile at a stranger or stop to admire a beautiful flower. Suddenly, that mundane walk becomes an opportunity to connect with your surroundings and feel more alive. That's the power of mindfulness. It transforms ordinary moments into something special. And remember, it's not just about feeling good, it's about making conscious choices that lead to a more fulfilling life. So take these takeaways with you today. Start small. Practice deep breathing, be mindful of your thoughts, engage your senses, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. This isn't a one-time thing. Mindfulness is a journey, a daily practice that strengthens your mind and helps you navigate the ups and downs of life with more clarity, peace, and joy. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little mental fitness boost. Leave a review and tell us what you're doing to cultivate mindfulness in your own lives. And remember, keep pushing those mental boundaries. You got this. Catch you on the next episode of the Stoic Mind Gym.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.